Proclamation number 3681, dated the February 9th, 1946. Call upon me in times of need. Depth of faith. In your hours of need, you only have to call me trustingly and I will be closer to you than ever. All mental contact with me results in my closeness to you because I am a spirit whose smallest element is within yourselves. And if your call to me comes from the bottom of your heart, the spiritual spark within you, which is inseparable from me, will strive towards me, the eternal spirit of the Father, and will thus draw me to itself. Although I am, in fact, always close to you, I am only perceptively close when your will consciously strives towards me and you request my presence. You will feel my closeness by an inner calm taking hold of you, which is the result of your firm faith in me and my help. Call upon me in times of need and I will hear you. And if you believe that I exist and that I love you, that nothing is impossible for my power and my will, then you will also call upon me with your heart and await the fulfillment of your request, my help, without any doubt. And you will be helped. But every disbelief weakens the strength of faith. You make the working of the Spirit within yourselves impossible. You yourselves prevent it from striving towards me, the Father Spirit, and it cannot give you the strength which flows from me to you through the spiritual spark. I truly want believing children to call my own who utterly trust the Father's word, who abandoned themselves to him in every adversity and danger, who do not fear and become faint-hearted, because they know themselves to be safe in the protection of the loving Father. This depth of faith makes you outstandingly strong in spirit. It banishes every earthly and spiritual adversity because a firm faith allows my unrestricted action and constantly perceptible presence. Then I will also be able to work visibly, I will be able to accomplish what appears to be impossible, because the abundance of strength is the result of profound faith by which the human being himself, or the spiritual strength on his behalf, becomes the master of all his worries. Have faith and you will always receive help. By your faith let yourselves be filled with my strength and let the Spirit within you give you calmness and certainty. Your increased strength originates from me, it is an emanation of myself, and hence I am in and with you myself, depending on the intensity of your faith and the sincerity of your call to me. As long as you are on earth you will never be able to understand that I myself, the spiritual spark within you, love, strength and light, are one, that I am therefore always present where the Spirit can work in you, where love is practiced, and I am recognizable as strength and light. If you could understand this you would no longer doubt. But you should try to understand it and should ask the Spirit within you to inform you and to shed light on what is yet inexplicable to you, on what you don't understand. And the Spirit within you will teach you. And again, it is me who teaches you, who wants to draw you to him and give you truth so that you can find me, so that your senses are directed towards the Spirit and you desire to contact the Father Spirit. Then your faith will become ever more profound and stronger, you will always and forever know me. You will feel my constant presence and with complete calm submit yourselves to my guidance, and truly, you will be guided well on this earth, you will take the right path which leads to your eternal home and safely reach your destination. Amen.